In today's podcast, we meet Nicola Elliott. Nicola is the co-founder and creative director of Neom Organics. In the early noughties, Nicola was seeking some balance in her life as fashion editor for Glamour magazine, and the relief of anxiety from these 60-hour working weeks, Nicola began studying the art of aromatherapy. And in 2005, she launched Neom Organics, which started as a home fragrance brand and has since expanded into one of the fastest growing UK brands for well-being products and treatments. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. We're delighted to have you on the podcast because your story is just fascinating and so inspiring. So you had an entirely different lifestyle pre-Neom. So tell us what life was like before you set up this incredible company.
I did, but I'm on life number two,
yeah.
So, which is always exciting actually, because I just think life should be kind of broken down into chapters. But I was a journalist for 12 years and I absolutely loved it. It was brilliant fun. It was all I ever wanted to do. And I got kind of pretty far as associate editor, my last job at Glamour, which, you know, at the time was the biggest selling magazine. And, you know, I got to kind of do the covers and all the fun stuff, flying from LA to New York. And it was brilliant. You know, I tell a story, you know, quite often about how stressed I was and how that kind of led me to start Neom. But I think there's good stress and bad stress. And it wasn't bad stress, actually. It was just kind of everyday life stress. Mm-hmm. Just, I think, a very modern stress of pushing maybe too much, but certainly a lot into your day. And I think we're all kind of guilty of that. And I wasn't down or unhappy about it, but I started with awful anxiety. And and that's kind of even worse in a way if it's not coming from a place that, you know, kind of makes sense to you.
And I
think really kind of with hindsight, I was just probably not looking after myself well enough. You know, I was 27, 28. I was partying. I was probably not eating right. I probably, you know, was working too hard and too many hours and just doing the stuff that probably a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And decided actually to not do anything kind of hugely radical, but just really start looking after myself a bit better. And that included the basics, eating better, exercising a bit more, you know, and generally sort of listening to myself. Mm. And as part of that sort of period in my life where I thought I've got to get things back on track a bit here and listen to myself, I started blending aromatherapy oils, and I found them so helpful. And, you know, and not just for me with my anxiety and stress, but for everyone around me. My then boyfriend, now husband, is a sports teacher, and he would come back and be like absolutely shattered from kind of physically exerting himself. And my sister, who was living with me in the flat at the time, was having trouble sleeping. And I was like, gosh, you know, this is like, is this some kind of like modern malaise? You know, everyone kind of seems to have trouble with sleep or stress or energy or mood, or, you know, this is common. Mm-hmm. And there I am blending all these essential oils, you know, in my tiny little bathroom. It was like this kind of luxury apothecary. and I just found it this really amazing part of looking after myself. And, you know, we always say now at Neom that when you're talking about your well-being, nothing's a silver bullet. It's about kind of creating a well-being wheel, if you like, for yourself, a kit that works for your lifestyle. But for me, aromatherapy was and is an incredibly important part of that. And so, I started Neom because there seemed to be a need for it. And I think aromatherapy sort of is an age-old art. Of course it is. But I think up until the point of Neom, it felt very clunky. Yeah. It didn't feel very special. It certainly wasn't something that you maybe kind of, you know, thought, oh, that smells gorgeous, or I'm absolutely dying to jump into a bath with those oils. Yeah. It was all a bit kind of medicinal, I suppose.
It was those little bottles that we all had in our houses, you know, and you kind of,
exactly,
you might throw a bit of lavender on your pillow, but like there weren't products like that, like your sleep spray or your particular oils for the bath. They didn't exist. So at what point did you think, okay, I have to leave this job behind because there's something real here? Or did you try and simultaneously run your life in glamour and this burgeoning interest in aromatherapy? At what point, what was the jumping off point for you?
Well, I did, you know, it was a side hustle for me for quite a while. And I went down to 4 days a week and I worked evenings and weekends. So I didn't, you know, I would have been far too scared to jump from especially a job that, you know, I enjoyed and I had a salary. I would have been too scared. But I think there were sort of signals along the way that, you know, this wasn't just me who kind of thought this was cool, but one of the first blends that I created, and you sell it at Brown Thomas, I think it's one of your bestsellers, and it's one of ours, is called Real Luxury.
Yes.
And it was a blend with 24 essential oils eventually that I got to that really helped me with my own anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it smells amazing. Like, it's a very sophisticated, almost kind of cashmere blanket of a fragrance. And I think when I developed that and thought, this really helps, you know, that was the thing that I would kind of put on, initially use as sort of as a pulse point in the toilet if I was kind of feeling a bit like jittery.
Yeah.
And I think when I thought this thing's really working, and then people, friends would go, wow, that smells amazing. I thought, yeah, this is a pretty cool fragrance and it kind of really works. And then my sister was having trouble sleeping and I developed Tranquility. Again, you guys have that on your shelves at the moment. And so it's not a new blend, but it's just one that just keeps each year becoming more and more popular. Mm-hmm. And that kind of had 19 essential oils and it really worked for her. And I think when, you know, a couple of these blends sort of started really resonating and I went, oh, here, more people can try them. I mean, feel refreshed. I made it for my husband because he would come back from playing football and he was so exhausted. And again, we were 27. I was kind of, come on, we're going out partying tonight. And I created this blend for him. And I remember him going off to the football team with 31 little bottles of it because, you know, he was like, this is amazing.
So there's something really special.
Those little moments. And then suddenly you're like, yeah, I kind of think I'm sort of helping with those need states, you know?
And so let's go back to your life in glamour. So it was like transatlantic flights and 60-hour weeks. Had Neom not been created, do you think you would have burned out with a lifestyle like that? Because that's what a lot of people are doing now, and they perhaps don't have access, or they're not aware of the changes that readjusting your approach to wellness can bring to your life. How would life have been for you, just say, if you kept going in that direction?
Well, I couldn't. And I think, you know, your body will find a way to tell you one way or another if it needs to stop, you know, whether that comes out in, you know, a physical or a mental kind of reaction. You know, I've seen it so many times with friends and family. I think it kind of finds a way of telling you. And definitely it was time for me to, you know, to look after myself, you know, not necessarily slow down immensely, because I still work pretty hard now and I've got children now. So it's fuller in many ways, but just to sort of to recognize in yourself when to take those moments and what things to do to help myself. And I think it's different for everyone. That's kind of the fun, I think, of creating almost like, you know, your own little toolkit. And for me, as I said, the aromatherapy oils are a really important part of that, because I haven't got time to do yoga on a beach at 6 a.m, as I would love to do.
Wouldn't
if I was
that be
creating
a nice way
kind
to start
of
your day?
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes for me, all I can manage is that bath for 15 minutes at the end of the day. So, but, you know, I can make it more purposeful for myself.
So when you speak about your well-being kit then, so is that a physical bag of the tricks that make life easier for you and make you feel better?
No, it's things that I know that I've tried and tested, and you have to try and test, that work for me. And I have to dial it up a bit if things are getting a bit too fuzzy. But it has to be there, always going on. So for me, I am big on eating, you know, whole foods. I feel the difference one day to the next if I haven't filled myself up with enough kind of vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
Speaking very, very broadly, I have to get out and I have to exercise outside. So that might just be walking the dog. But for me, unfortunately, you know, 6 a.m. in a spin class is not as effective as going out in the middle of the day with some sunshine and a bit of fresh air. So it's that. I take supplements that, again, I've tried so many, but the ones that really, really work for me, I kind of have my kit for those and slightly freak out if I don't have those with me. And that might change, you know, at different times, but fundamentally, I'm a big reader and I'm kind of quite an introvert. So reading for me is really important at the end of a day and taking that time for myself. So, you know, and it builds up, but it's knowing yourself, I think, and going on that journey where you can kind of figure out what that is for yourself. And the neem oils, different oils, I hasten to add, at different times, are really, really important to me.
So those tips are that's what you do on a daily basis to try and eradicate that anxiety that is just inherent in us, and it's a growing issue in Ireland for sure, particularly among younger people trying to deal with that anxiety. And like you mentioned, not having a particular explanation for it, you just feel that way. Is there one particular product in your range that if somebody is dealing with anxiety that you really believe this helps?
Well, the fragrance that I created for it is called Real Luxury. It's a scent to de-stress. It's under our scent to de-stress bracket, and it's called Real Luxury. Yeah. And as I said, it's got 24 essential oils in there. You will smell a tiny bit of lavender, some of the jasmine, some of the rosewood in there, but it's a very complex blend. Now, how you use that in which product is very much dependent on your lifestyle. Yeah. So we have it in candles, we have it in bath oils. For me, you know, it depends on how much time I've got. So if I have got the time to sit there in a bath, I would light the candle, I would use the bath oil. But if I haven't got long, you know, last night I was at the Little Mix concert with my daughter and didn't get in till 11 o'clock, and you know, I haven't got time
that
to
would give you stress.
Go in the bath. Exactly. So then, you know, I might use a spritz of the Pillow Mist. Yeah. So it's about finding the fragrance and then the product that you've got time to fit into your life, really.
So what's life like now if you're not at Little Mix concerts with your daughter? You know, you were hoping to kind of create more balance and eradicate the stress and anxiety, but you just happened to create one of the fastest growing well-being brands in the UK. So that has to come with a whole load of more pressure. And now, as you say, you're a mom. Yeah. What's life like now? Is there a typical day? How do you manage all of the demands?
Sure. Well, there's no typical day in my job, as I think, I suppose most people, you know, with businesses, because there's so, you know, it's growing so quickly, it's different one month to the next. Mm-hmm. But I think with getting a bit older, I'm quite good at sort of living, you know, a 70-80% life. And what I mean by that is, you know, just dropping a few balls and learning not to sweat the small stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, making sure that toolkit, as I said before, you've got to put some emphasis on the prevention rather than waiting to cure.
Yeah.
So it always, if I need to keep on top of seeing self-care, if you like, as a necessity and not a luxury.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important. And you know, you've got to be a realist about that. So, you know, last night I didn't have time to do much, but tonight, you know, I'll make sure that I have an hour and I take that bath and I use that body lotion and I take time to read. And so I think not giving yourself a hard time, but making those little moments count.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a pod going at the moment, the wellbeing pod in my office, full of energy burst, actually, because I'm feeling a bit.
So you were partying last night
after my partying night. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think not giving yourself a hard time is a big one.
Yeah. And so you launched in 2005 and Neem Organics was born, and there wasn't much conversation around wellness. You know, you noticed with your sister and your now husband that even as young people in your 20s, you probably weren't aware of the need to actually give yourself that hour. So now we're talking about it, and now, you know, our mental well-being and our physical well-being is so important in the conversation. But are there any topics that you think we still need to address that you can identify in people that you still think we're not looking at that properly, we're not looking after ourselves in that way?
Well, I think it's about the approach. I think, you know, we need to tick the well-being box and tell me the five things that we should all do. And we want it to be nice and easy and simple to follow in that way. And I get that. But it is a personal thing. And it's about finding what works for you. And I think have fun kind of finding that sort of that toolkit for yourself. But, you know, it's great that we're talking about well-being and it's on the agenda now. But I think probably it's been maybe hugely represented as a very evangelist kind of way of living. Yes. And that sometimes can have, I think, a bit of a counter effect. So, you know, if suddenly you feel that that's just even more stressful to consider another thing on your to-do list or another, you know, a box to tick that you have to, you know, get up at 5 a.m. and you know, create a green smoothie and do yoga on a, you know, it can be anxiety, you know, producing in itself,
it
thinking,
can,
oh my goodness,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm now failing the thing that's probably the most important that I didn't even know was on the agenda, yeah. Right? So I think that's, it's brilliant that it's on the agenda and we're talking about it, but I think because that's kind of primarily the representation of it on Instagram or whatever, actually in reality, it can end up being, you know, maybe more harm than good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So
I think what we really need to do is to kind of create, you know, versions of it. Be a kind of look, you know, it's not a one size fits all. It's very much about what works for you. It's very much about sort of small steps, big difference. In fact, actually, that's a mantra at Neon that I make sure we drill home.
Yeah.
So people, you know, can feel that those little moments can be made into little moments of well-being, you know, micro moments that you can take. If you're eating your lunch, you know, you can do that mindfully. If you're, you know, reading the paper, you can do that mindfully. Mm-hmm. If you're in the bath, you can make that bath work harder for you and build that up,
yeah.
and show various different people doing different things so that, you know, you're comfortable and confident to go out and explore what makes you feel good. Because at the end of the day, if you don't enjoy doing those things and it's just another blah thing to do, you're not going to do it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's about slightly twisting our head around it, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, you know, that small steps making a big difference. So if somebody is listening who's struggling to find the balance, you don't have to get up at 6 to make the smoothie. You don't have to do a spin class before you get dressed. You know, it's just about enjoying it, and it should be enjoyable, just making those little changes,
sure,
in your life. And so all of your products are 100% natural. And since,
yes,
becoming a mom, I'm very conscious of what I'm using in the house and the chemical count. And, you know, previously I would be spraying the counters and I'd be going, now I want to use things that are natural.
Yeah.
Do you think that people are aware enough,
yeah,
around the dangers of those synthetic chemicals? Do we even know the full extent of the dangers of those chemicals that we're spraying all around our house?
Well, we sort of unfortunately kind of just blindly trust and,
yeah,
pick products up and buy them, don't we? You know, I've been guilty of that myself, you know, in the past. And I think we fly the flag for naturals for two reasons, really. One, I agree with you. I feel like, you know, we just constantly, I think at the last count, we was, you know, the average woman was using about 450 chemicals on her body every day.
That's insane.
And we don't know what's in a lot of those. You know, that's the truth of the matter. Not everything's a bad chemical, but we, you know, there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
So I think partly I think that I agree with you. We certainly, I don't want to be increasing that. I want to be getting that down in our family home where we can. But secondly, because actually what people don't realize so much is that the well-being benefits of Neon couldn't work if it wasn't 100% natural fragrances.
Of course.
I mean, I can't help you sleep. I can't create calm through something that smells like sleep or like lavender or you know, is a synthetic kind of counterpart. And these well-being treatments only work through the purest plant oils.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the power of the naturals. And I think, you know, that's something that people now are starting to realize. When we launched skincare this year, the whole world's going mad for like retinoids, etc., because they want vitamin A, for example, on their skin. Well, you can get amazing natural vitamin A through using various different natural oils.
Yeah.
So I think where we're coming to with naturals now is not just kind of realizing, oh my goodness, what is in the average product out there? I don't want those ambiguous chemicals in my body and in my family home. But also, oh my goodness, look what naturals can really offer us in terms of performance, mm-hmm. whether it's well-being and what it feels like, or whether it's actually on the skin.
Yeah.
So that's the really interesting thing for natural, because when I started Neom, I would go around training people by literally bringing a carrot, two carrots out of my car. You know, here's an organic one. Here's just kind of, you know, yeah. one in a bag for 50p, and try and explain that. People didn't know the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's been a big change,
and that's a good thing. Absolutely. Yeah. And this love of all things natural and organic obviously runs in your family, because your sister has an OBE for services to climate change. She's very aware. So in terms yeah. of sustainability within your business, then how conscious are you of that in relation to your packaging and your supply chain? We know what's in the packaging is natural, but what happens with the sustainability in your packaging?
So we're really passionate about this, and I think moving kind of well ahead of the curve in terms of making it. I mean, Oliver, my co-founder, and I have a real passion that this is kind of, you know, zero waste and full sustainability in the next sort of 5 years max. And yeah. we're moving pretty quickly towards making sure that we do that, whether it's, you know, all our boxes being fully recyclable, of which they are now. Mm-hmm. We're moving towards new launches for January, February. We're now making sure that not only is the plastic recyclable, which obviously we've been working with for a while now, but that we are using post-consumer recycled plastic within our products. So it's not just the inside of the products, but it's the outside as well.
Yeah.
You know, we make sure that, for example, when it comes to mail order, you know, we're ditching all of the sort of plastic around, even the DPD sort of boxes that go out to people, that all the shred that comes inside is recycled, you know, caps, bottles, all that kind of stuff. We're moving towards a full kind of like every part of the business that we can. And do you know what? It's hard work for brands, because it's not just the cost thing. There's an awful lot of, it's very hard to work with suppliers and have enough options from suppliers of tubes and componentry that actually work, that are post-consumer recycled and recyclable as well. And you really want the full circle, you know?
Big time.
So, yeah, we take it seriously. We every step that we make now is how can we make it even better, even better, even better. But yeah, hopefully in the next 5 years, we'll see that it's a complete closed loop where that's concerned.
That's fantastic. So back to really what started all this. And, you know, you mentioned that you had anxiety. If there's somebody listening, and they want to make a change to their life and they want to relieve that anxiety, you know, you talk about the small steps making the big difference. What are the top three tips you could give somebody just to relieve that anxiety that they might feel just because of everyday life and the way we are?
Just three tips is kind of hard, but let me try with a few. I've told you about the Real Luxury essential oil, and I do think that's really fantastic in whichever format is best for you. Candle reed diffuser essential oil that you put in the blender works really well for me. I think getting out in the fresh air, and this kind of is a, we talk about digital detox, but, you know, realistically, just putting that phone down and getting out for a good couple of, let's say an hour, a couple of hours might not be realistic.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking your lunchtime, being out in that fresh air, not being on your phone all the time, making sure that you are off all digital, I think, at 9 o'clock at night. You've got to have that good wind down time.
Yeah.
Putting some time into sleep health, I think, is really, really important, because I think bad sleep is intrinsically linked to bad anxiety. And I think you can do an awful lot of good, make some really simple changes where sleep health is concerned. Sorry, that's not just three tips.
That's good, though.
There's sort of three little groups of tips.
Yeah, no, but it's brilliant.
I get people writing, help me with my anxiety. I'm like, this is how you start.
This is how you start. But I've got this vision of your life now, that your home is wonderfully zen-like and it smells amazing.
No, it's
and you
not.
Baths every night. And what is life like now for you?
I am the least calm, natural person you will ever meet. I like really, really not. But I suppose that kind of means I need more help than the average. Yeah. And probably that's what pushed me into doing this. Yeah. So no, we still scream and fight over breakfast and if the bags are packed for school and, you know, if the dog's done a wee on the floor. That's normal stuff.
Okay, so
for
you're
us,
real.
You know?
That's all good. So Camille, other than the amazing products that you have, what's added to the success of your brand? What kind of team do you have around you?
I have a brilliant team. Good. I mean, I think we have grown a lot, as you know, but we are still a small brand compared to, you know, the big conglomerates. And there's a real kind of entrepreneurial sort of feel and vibe, a kind of, you know, let's all roll our sleeves up and we can make anything happen here. I'm quite, you know, everyone's got high standards. People, we do things, you know, we're not about good, we're about great.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of runs through everything. Again, that's probably quite entrepreneurial. And we all are lucky that, you know, we know that consumer, man, woman, 25-year-old, 65-year-old, wherever you live, you know, everyone feels those pinch point moments that Neon was created for. So a great team who really can feel that, that's we're really, really lucky at Neon to, you know, to all be one of the consumers in that way.
And of course, a great product to work with too. But what's the plan for Neon going forward? So, you mentioned the growth, and the growth has been incredible over the last couple of years with your standalone shops and your place in great shops like Brown Thomas. But what's the future? What is your hopes for the next couple of years?
My hope really is just to touch more people. I mean, sure, there's so much amazing stuff in the pipeline for products being launched that, you know, I'm really proud of and excited. But the real excitement for me is getting to more people. I mean, we get kind of testimonials daily from people saying, oh my goodness, like, you've so helped me through this particular tough period of my life. And like really quite emotional, touching. And I think if we can get Neon into people's hands, for me, my job really is matching the people up and their kind of moment that they need help with the right Neon product that can, again, I go back to, you know, nothing's a silver bullet, but if we can just really be a helping hand, whether you need that boost of energy or you know, that help with stress or sleep or mood, whatever it is, touching people and sort of joining them up with the right kind of the right well-being sort of treatment for them, that's the dream.
That's the
because
hope.
Yeah, that's the hope, that there, that's then a myriad of those moments that kind of really touch me, and I suppose what I enjoy most, really.
Oh, that is fantastic. It is, as I said, inspiring to talk to somebody like you who created another life, you know, so I can't imagine if you've 9 lives, what's going to happen with you, but it's been amazing to see the success you've had in the second round. So, and lovely to chat to you, Nicola. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.